This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Soft drinks have had a rough go of it lately. New York tried to ban the big ones. Many schools are getting rid of them. And both Coke and Pepsi have promoted diet soda as a healthier option. But not everyone is convinced about the sugar substitutes in them. So tomorrow, Coca-Cola starts a new ad campaign in defense of aspartame. Marketplace's David Weinberg has the story.
The problem for the beverage industry is that new research suggests that low-calorie sweeteners may not be good for us. Susan Swithers is a professor at Purdue. She recently looked at several big studies of people who drank diet soda over a period of 20 to 25 years. And what she found?
People who drink as little as one diet soda a day have increases in the risk not only for overweight and obesity, but also for diseases like type 2 diabetes, coronary heart disease, metabolic syndrome, high blood pressure, and stroke.
It's research like this that beverage consultant Tom Perko says is shaking the foundation of America's soda belief system.
The real issue here is whether or not Americans still buy into the religion of soft drinks in general.
Perko says that as long as we continue to see a shift away from the belief that soft drinks are wonderful, safe, and pleasurable, the beverage industry will continue to go on the offensive.
And they have to dig in now and dig in deeply to try to control this before Americans stop believing in soft drinks.
Coke's new ad campaign is designed to do just that. It points out that aspartame is one of the most studied ingredients on the planet, and that the FDA has approved it for use in over 6,000 products. But diet soda sales are declining even faster than regular soda, not only because of health concerns, but Perko says because diet sodas simply aren't working for consumers.
They switch over to diet, yet their waistlines continue to expand.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.